Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're wrapping up this week. We've been talking about the mysteries of the kingdom of God and the parables from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 13. And there's seven parables there, and it's just amazing the wisdom of God and the revelation of the kingdom and what it means. And Lord, we thank you so much for what you've taught with the help of the Holy Spirit. Enable us to understand these mysteries and the mysteries of the kingdom. And so all of these parables, friends, and what Jesus is teaching are very relevant to each and every one of us. So I'm not going to review them all because I want to take up, we're celebrating in the church today, the memorial of Saints Martha, Mary, and Lazarus, the family, that amazing family that were good friends of Jesus. And of course, Lazarus, the one who died and Jesus spoke to a dead man. He spoke to Lazarus and Lazarus heard him. Such a marvel. But I want to talk in particular today about Mary, Bethany, a little bit about Martha, a little bit about Mary. We'll see if we can get to a little bit more on Lazarus as well. But these brothers and sisters knew the Lord and heard Jesus teach the parables of the kingdom. And they were responding to him and following him. They became followers and disciples of Jesus. And so we celebrate them and the unique role that they've played in the story of salvation. But if you didn't get a chance, friends, to listen to the programs this week and last week, these last 2 weeks were really about the parables. So you could go to our website at renewalministries.net. They're all archived there. Download them on whatever device you have. Best thing to do is to download the Renewal Ministries app, and you can access them anytime you want at your convenience. So today, here's the reading, one of the two gospel readings that could be used. Here's Luke 10, 38 through 42. Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary, who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There's need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." There's a lot here in this short little story of this relationship between the sisters. I mean, they both were eager to have Jesus come to be in their home. And guess what? Jesus wasn't dissing being responsible and cooking good food and preparing things for the meal and serving. He wasn't saying that that's not very valuable, because it is very valuable. But he's using this particular story at this time to make an even deeper point that people often miss. It's easy to see the value of what Martha was doing. And, you know, we can see it. We're busy people. We're, you know, hardworking. We're focused. We do things we're supposed to do. We fill ourselves with responsibilities, you know, our jobs and careers and plans and stuff like that, that are a normal part of life. But we also do the same in our relationship to Christ and the kingdom. And Jesus is trying to teach us something here that's absolutely critical to understand. It's related to things, you know, John tells us in John chapter 15 about abiding in Jesus and fruitfulness and where it all comes from. So again, Jesus is not dissing being responsible servants and doing the practical work that needs to be done. That's not the point. But here is the point, that Mary is exemplifying, is demonstrating what is of first importance. And what is of first importance is for each person, every human being, hopefully, but clearly every disciple, to sit at the feet of Jesus, to have real time each day where we sit at the feet of Jesus, and as Mary did, we gaze at him and we listen to him and our total focus is on him. Now, lots of people who are believers are hard at work trying to build a kingdom in different ways, in their home, in their neighborhood, you know, at work, in the parish, you know, on the mission field. And that's a really, really good thing. It's part of their assignment. But what can happen is, and I think happens a lot, is we get consumed in the work. And it's about go, 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 and I'll pray as I'm working, and my work will be my prayer. Well, work can certainly be offered as prayer, but it can never be a substitute for what Jesus is teaching us about Mary, who's chosen the better portion. It's critical for every disciple to learn how to position ourselves at the feet of Jesus, gazing on him and being quiet and listening and engaging the relationship with the help of the Holy Spirit. We need to have, you know, there's other images in the Gospels. Remember the parable of the 10 virgins we talked about a few weeks back? You know, some of the virgins had their lamps full. Some of them didn't. And so when the bridegroom came, half of the virgins there weren't ready. They didn't have the lamp they needed. They didn't have the lamp burning, that is. They didn't have enough oil in their lamp. They didn't prepare. And that's often considered an image of having oil in your lamp is having that anointing of the Holy Spirit present in us, and our hearts are full. And it's not enough just to say, okay, I've got the command of the Lord. I've got my marching orders. And so thank you, Lord. I'm going to go do it now, and I'm going to give my all to it every single day. Now, there's a dimension in which that is a good thing, but what we need to understand here in Mary's having chosen the better portion is, if that's what you're going to do, you're going to burn out. You're going to get frustrated. I mean, because that road is a difficult road. And there's lots of failure, and there's lots of struggle, and there's lots of opposition in serving the king in the kingdom, and whatever vocation you're in. And there's often very little external return and not being appreciated and valued. And sometimes there's not a lot of success that you can point at and say, oh, I'm being celebrated, but it becomes a hard labor. And you feel like, wait a minute, this is difficult. I'm being mistreated. I'm being misunderstood. And things I'm trying are not working. And just life and my relationship that I'm in is so difficult, my marriage. And before you know it, you're tired and you're worn out and you don't have any resource. And the Christian life flows from, fruitfulness in the Christian life flows from abiding in Christ. And Mary is showing us an example of what that kind of abiding means. I mean, she's sitting at the feet of Jesus. She's positioning herself to be empowered by the teaching of Jesus, by the words of Jesus, by just being in his presence and being totally focused on him. Her heart is postured, and she has her lifestyle, her whole lifestyle, her heart is postured, and she's putting first things first. There's literally no substitute for this, friends. We've got to have this. You got to have this in your life every day. You need time. You need to schedule time every day to be alone with the Lord. And also practice his presence throughout the day and being in conversation with the Lord and being hard at the things that he's called you to do in life, in your vocation, in your career, and the rest of it. But if you miss this, you're going to basically wear out. You're not going to bear fruit. You're going to get tired and you're going to get discouraged. You're going to get mad and angry and frustrated. You're going to become lukewarm. And as I said, you're not going to be fruitful. And as a result, you may end up being like some of the folks. And if I don't do this, I may end up being like some of the folks in the parables that I read and we taught on the last couple of weeks where Jesus said, like the sower, the seed, you know, some of that seed landed on the path and it didn't take any root. Some of it landed on among stones and difficulties and it took root. So it took root in me. But he said, well, then for some people who are in that position, the cares of this world dominated them. The approval of men began to dominate them. Being distracted, having very little time to be with the Lord, all that stuff. And as a result, they ended up not persevering in the faith and losing their salvation. And so Mary's choosing the better portion here. She's chosen the better part. And the better part is to be what? Is to have extravagant devotion from the heart. for Jesus, to be in a daily conversation, to listen to his word, to read the word of God. Because we read the word of God, the words of Jesus and the apostles, this is the inspired word of God communicating to us. And this is the content of the conversation, the conversational material that we're meant to have with the Lord. You know, books about saints, I love them, I read them. Theology books, I got a whole basement full of them. And philosophy books, I love that stuff. But nothing is as important as reading the word of God in terms of being engaged in prayer and following the lead of the Holy Spirit. I mean, it's heartbreaking. I go around the country in so many places and parishes, so few Catholics are taking up the word of God. You know, there's some things to be excited about. There's certainly ministries that are going. Bible studies have emerged more in the last 25, 30 years. Great, great stuff. It's really important. Jeff Caban stuff and Scott Hahn stuff and Lori Manhart stuff, Lavinia Spirito stuff, you know, Sharon Dorn, all these different people. I know they've created these wonderful Bible studies and they're getting people engaged in it. That's part of their assignment. And it's fantastic that they're doing it. And that's an advance. But for the most part, the vast majority of Catholics still remain ignorant of Scripture. And they're not engaging the Lord in this conversation. And what the Lord wants us to see, and Mary having chosen the better part. And by the way, Jesus makes clear that Mary's going to be remembered forever for this. She's going to be honored for this. She's going to be rewarded for this. It's not as if Martha doesn't do this on occasion, or Martha's not being going to be rewarded. That's not the point. But the point is that she's doing the thing that is responding to God's invitation to relationship. A relationship of love. Remember, the church is the bride of Christ. And the bridal identity of the church is often overlooked. But guess what? God the Father's preparing a bride for his son. And there is in the Song of Songs and the writing of the saints and others that dimension of extravagant love for God. And that's where fruitfulness comes from, friends. That intimate communion, daily conversation with the Lord in the power of the Holy Spirit. It's what gives us the confidence and security, the awareness of the Lord's presence, the awareness of his grace at work in us. It turns the light on. I mean, I can't tell you how important the Word of God has been to my life and helped me in so many ways. I need help, you know, but it's so powerful and it's so fruitful. And as Jesus says in John 15, talking about images, earthly images that we had, like here with the parables of weeds and wheat and all the kinds of things, Jesus said, my Father's the vine dresser. I'm the vine. You're the branches. There's a sap that goes forth between the vine and the branches. And he said, if you abide in me, you will bear much fruit. He said, you have not chosen me, I've chosen you. And I've chosen you to be a fruit bearer. And when I come again, I want to see that fruit. And what will the fruit will tell if the love and the abiding was there. And Mary of Bethany is our model. God bless you, friends. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's new booklet, Join the Resistance. In this booklet, Ralph gives us a tremendous vision how we can join St. Peter and the apostles who said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. To get this free booklet, you can call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.